And staying with COVID, we're going to hear from a Fresno State student who lost his grandmother to the virus. Jordan Polito studies music education, and he tells us how he's not only grappling with loss, but also missing his peers. Reporter Laura Satsui put together this audio postcard.
I've had two people in my family contract coronavirus. As of now, one has survived and the other has not. But the one that hits most for me was my grandma. She contracted it, and then a few days later, she was just gone. So my grandma's full name was Maria Cruz Torres Pulido. As I said, she was 98 years old. She mainly spoke Spanish, and I spoke English, but I always knew she loved me, and she was always nurturing, and she was always so caring. I just always remember her going, "Ay, mijo," you know, just saying little things like that. As she got older, I was always weary of giving her a hug because I didn't want to like break her or anything, but she was always affectionate and she really cared about us and she loved us. So she was in a home in Merced. It was contained for the longest time, and then, you know, one slip up and it breaks out. And we actually got to FaceTime her one last time before she passed. It's hard. It's because that's the last image that you have in your head. Even as I was sitting there at the funeral, you know, watching them lower her casket, I was like, this isn't real. I felt like I was an extra in a movie. I felt like I have to sit here and pretend to play this part. It felt so unreal because 6 months ago, everything was fine. I had all of these things to look forward to. My life was starting to turn into what I wanted it to be. You know, I had my grandma, I had my family, I had my cousins, I had people who were alive then, not alive now. And it was just it's so unreal to me that at the drop of a hat, everything drastically changed, not just for me personally, but on a global scale. I did stop seeing people because this is bigger than me. You know, I come home and my family is here. My mom she's not old, but she's older. And my dad is a diabetic. And it's not just about me, you know, I need to think about the people that are in my life that I care most about, because at a moment's notice, we could be in a life or death situation. And if I can avoid that at all costs, I'm going to.
Proud of your boy. I'll make you proud of your boy.
I miss singing. It's fun when you're in your room getting ready. But there's such a different feeling when you're singing with people who care about it as much as you do. I miss being able to get up and know that this is what I get to do today, not what I have to do or what I'm being forced to do. Because music has been so healing to me in so many ways, and it's the reason why I decided to make a career out of it. Because I want to be able to give this music back to people. I don't want to just keep it for myself. It deserves to be shared with the world. It deserves to change the lives of people, no matter how big or small the impact is. So the song that I sent you is Proud of Your Boy from Aladdin the Musical. It's Aladdin singing to his parents, basically saying that he's going to make something of himself and he's going to make them proud. And that's, you know, my parents have been such huge supporters of mine that's what I want to do. I want to make them proud. I want them to be able to see me and know that they can be like, that's my son right there. That's my son changing the world. That's my son doing what he loves. And that's why that song is so important to me. So important that I've actually chosen it to be the closer for my senior recital and dedicate it to my parents.